Just stand back up this morning. You can give him a little bit more celebration around here. He's worthy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, I want you to turn to a different Christmas message this morning, different Christmas story out of Genesis. Genesis. Yeah, out of Genesis. I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 3. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 3. Got a great word for you this morning. Man, it's just been good to be here, hasn't it? Hallelujah. It's just been good, man. God is just good and faithful to us. Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 and verse 15. Let's look at this. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. I don't like spiders and snakes anyway. How about you? Amen. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And listen, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. He shall bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel. Hold up your Bibles this morning. Let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Give somebody a high five and say, you are a winner today. You are. Praise the Lord. You're a winner because God has already won for you. He won the battle. In fact, the battle is over. And you and I are victorious today in Christ. We have the victory. We're not trying to get the victory. He obtained the victory. Most of Christianity is trying to get the victory instead of realizing Christ has got the victory. And the only thing we do is receive what Christ has gotten for us. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know about you, but I love birthdays. Our family, they love birthdays. When we have a birthday, we celebrate it all month long. You know, and mine's like November 2nd, so we start, you know, October 2nd. And we go all the way through the month, and we have a great time. My girls love their birthdays. Lisa's is coming up, and so we have a great time with birthdays. But I'm going to tell you, the greatest birthday was when Jesus was born. Jesus was born, and when he was born at his birth, amen, he was declared king. Usually, in order to be king, you had to go through a channel and be a prince, but he was declared king at his birth. Amen. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And in this prophetic word, way back in Genesis, he gave us an understanding of the authority that Christ brought back to this earth. Because the whole thing of Adam and Eve and what Satan was trying to get was he was trying to get and usurp them of their authority that God gave them here on this earth. And so here we have a picture of what a prophetic word of what Christ was going to do, that he was going to come and crush the head of Satan. He was going to destroy him. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, the Bible says, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. You know, sickness is a work of Satan. It is not a work of God. Poverty is a work of Satan. It is not a work of God. Unrest and no peace is a work of the enemy. It's not the work of God. He is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Man, that's who Jesus is today. You're not an orphan any longer. You have an Everlasting Father. He is always there. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Man, when you talk about a birthday, you talk about a celebration. You know, the world celebrates around all the stuff they can get. And we should celebrate all the stuff that we have in Jesus. Amen. Everything we have in Jesus is about his goodness towards us, his mercy towards us, his grace towards us. And in his prophetic word, he talks about what he's given us. Amen. That you and I now have been given that authority. You and I have that authority in Jesus Christ. We've been given that authority. Hallelujah. Y'all here this morning? Amen. Listen, turn over to Luke, if you will, to chapter 2. Let's look at verse 11 through 14. Amen. Luke chapter 2, 11 through 14. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is what? Christ the Lord. Amen. And this will be the sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger. And suddenly there was a, what? With them an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Not peace and goodwill among men. You know, there's still wars going on. There's still battles raging out here in this world. But peace and goodwill towards men. God's peace was towards men. His peace is our peace now. Amen. His peace is our portion now. It is the peace of God that we have and enjoy within today. Amen. Peace was not always present before his birth. Amen. There was no peace. It was a big deal. There was no peace. Previously, there was enmity there between God and man. There was no peace between God and man. But now Jesus has become our peace. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. In fact, Jesus is our peace. Look at Ephesians 2, 14 through 17. I love this scripture. He has broken down the wall that separated us from God. And now he is our peace. Praise God. Look at this. For he himself is our peace. He himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. When Jesus died on the cross, he broke down that middle wall. The blood was shed that you and I may now have reconciliation and peace with God. Amen. Sin has no longer dominion over you if you're living under grace. The Bible says if we're living under the law, sin has dominion on you. But if you're under grace, the Bible says, sin has no dominion over you. Now you and I have been freed from sin because grace gives you the empowerment to stay free from sin. Amen. Amen. And we rule and reign here in this life because of the peace of God that we have. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying this morning? Jesus is our peace. He broke down the wall. He restored that relationship between God and man. It's what he's done. Now we can have a relationship. In fact, Paul says we cry, Abba, Father. Not only a relationship, but we cry, Daddy. He's our daddy. Man, there's nothing like the word daddy. I love the word daddy. I'm looking forward to the granddaddy. I like that granddaddy. Amen. Looking forward to that. No pressure, guys. Looking forward to that. Amen. Praise God. It will come from here or there, one of the way. It's gonna be there. Praise the Lord. But it's such an awesome thing, you know, when your children, you know, their fathers, you know, it's one thing to be a father, but there's something special about being a daddy. You know, when you just know that your kids call you daddy, man, that just melts your heart. I don't think they ever called me father. Thank you, Father. That sounds so, foreign, doesn't it? Oh, Father. You know, they'd come to me and say, oh, Father. Sounds like I'm a bad dude, man. But they'd come and say, Daddy. When they said Daddy, they got about anything they wanted to get. It's just that magic word. Hello, church? We have a daddy today. We can crawl up in his lap and say, Daddy, Abba, Father. Why? Because of Jesus. Because of what he's done. He's restored that relationship now. He is our Father. And that's when Jesus came on the scene. He started introducing him as the Father. Amen. And then Paul says, we have Abba. Amen. He's our daddy, Father. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. The old things are gone. Everything is new. Jesus reconciled us to the Father. And look, he made us righteous. Look at 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. He made us righteous. You are made righteous now. You need to get the image of righteousness inside of you today. Get the image of who you are in Christ, that I have the peace of God. And I, you know, you might be in turmoil today, but I want to tell you, you can be in the midst of stuff and still have God's peace reigning in your life. Stuff does not have to affect you when you're in Christ. You affect the stuff. The stuff doesn't affect you. You affect the stuff. You have the peace of God ruling and reigning in your heart today because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let, hey, you're going to get around some family, man. You know how some family, you know how they are? Anybody got any family like that? Man, you get around them 5 minutes, and if you're not careful, man, you fall into that negative stuff. You know, it's like, well, that's all they can talk about is this and that and the past and everything went wrong with Aunt Sally and Uncle Harry and everybody else. Don't allow that to steal your peace. You stay in the peace of God. You keep smiling at them. Amen. You keep loving them, but don't allow them to steal and rip your peace from you. Amen. Man, he paid the price. Pray you just keep shining Jesus to them. Y'all hearing me this morning? Paul wrote this, you know this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, if anyone, do we have any ones out there this morning? He is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new in your spirit, man. That's where the newness took place. Now all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. We are bringing others in with us. That's our ministry. Amen. That is that Christ was in, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. Somebody should shout right there. God did not impute your sin to you. Aren't you glad? Amen. He didn't impute the trespass. In fact, he forgave you of the trespasses. Every one of them. Praise God. Not imputing, not placing them on you. And has committed to us the word of reconciliation. He gave us the same word to those out there. We don't place sin on people. Amen. We forgive them. We walk in that forgiveness. We don't place condemnation on them. We walk in that forgiveness. Hello? The only person that's being tied up when you're not forgiving is you. They're free. They don't even know about it. It's you. You got to let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Amen. It's not worth it, church. It's not worth it. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. All of this is what we carry out every day, church. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become, what? The righteousness of God. In him, you are no longer an old sinner saved by grace. Oh, pitiful poor you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You talk about having authority given back to us. When you understand the revelation of what God has given you, you have authority in Jesus' name. The other night I woke up and I had a little pain in my body and I didn't tell Holly. And I just laid there for a while and I said, you know what, pain, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. You have no authority in my body. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that pain. And you know something, in just a few minutes, it was gone. It was just like, whoosh, gone. I just laid back down, went to sleep and said, thank you, Jesus. You have that God-given right and authority. Amen. Hallelujah. Because of what Jesus did, you are no longer held to your sins. And he cannot hold and will not hold sin against you. Amen. Jesus' birth brought new life and salvation. John 10:10. Look at this. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But what did Jesus do? He came to do what? To give you life and to give it to you how? How many want some of that more abundant stuff? Amen. More abundant life. Pain, sickness, and disease does not give you an abundant life. Amen. God wants you to live free from that stuff. Walk in his freedom. Take your authority. Amen. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. Amen. Living with pain is not life. It's not abundant life. God wants you free from pain. Turn to somebody and say, God wants you free from pain. He's applied that on the cross that you and I might be free from pain. Amen. Hallelujah. Just as the Father has life, the Son has life. And the Son, Jesus Christ, gave us the authority and executed that. Look at John 5, 26 and 27. He has that authority. Amen. John 5, 26 and 27. For the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life where? In himself. In Christ there is life. Praise God. It's a good life too, man. It is the best life. Hallelujah. And has given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. Whoa! He identified himself with the Son of Man until after the cross and the resurrection. Then he was the Son of God. He walked in this body, in this earth suit, and had authority. You and I have that same authority. Jesus' birth was the embodiment of God's decree that a physical body is required to execute judgment. With the body, he was able to correct the wrong that was done in the Garden of Eden. It took a body, it took an earth suit to correct that wrong and to restore that authority to you and to I. Part of the Christmas gift is that now we have the authority over Satan, over sickness, over poverty and disease. You and I have been given that authority, but if you don't execute it, it's not going to help you any. And you got to know and see who you are in Christ to execute that authority. Yeah. Woo! Amen. Look at Luke 10:19. I love this scripture. Behold, I give you what? What does he give us? Here's a gift. Here's a gift. I give you what? I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me. Anybody remember that song? Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. Who did that? Come on, somebody did that. Who did that song? Oh, I love that, man. Man, he was a piano player. He had a big fro. Who was that guy, man? Played with the Beatles. Billy Preston. Nothing for nothing, at least nothing. I love Billy Preston. Billy Preston played with Andre Crouch. He did a lot of backup. Well, anyway, that's we'll just go out here a little bit. Behold, what do you mean not that old, brother? I'm young in Jesus, man. My youth is renewed like the eagles. What's up with that? Amen. So is yours. You get up in the morning and say, I look good today because of Jesus. You don't look at that. Don't let that mirror lie to you. You talk back to that mirror. Y'all hear what I'm, you talk back to that mirror. You get up in the morning and say, you know, I look good today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You start talking back to that thing. Anything that talks to you that's negative to the word, you talk back to it. Open your mouth and shut it up. That you open that checkbook and it starts talking to you, shut that checkbook up and start talking to it. Thank you, Lord. You supply all my needs according to your riches and glory, not mine. Amen. Lord, you are the supplier. Praise God. Take authority over that. Turn to somebody and say, boy, he's preaching to you right there. Amen. He brought back authority. And over all the power of the enemy, and not over all the power of the enemy. Wow. Turn to somebody and say, that's some power. That's some power. Amen. Look at Isaiah 45 and 11. Let's put it up in the King James if we can. Thank you, Aaron. Isaiah 45 and 11. Look what God says and gives us. This is powerful. Isaiah 45 and 11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of the things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command. What? Command. Do what? Command. You me. God says, command him. What? God says we can command him here on this earth. Really, Pastor? Are you serious? I'm serious. God says we can command the work of his hands on this earth because he's given it to us. Amen. He's given us the authority. That's part of the Christmas gift, is your authority here on earth. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Prayer is your place of commandment. It's not there, oh, Jesus, please come through this crack, bless this food, and go right back. When people pray, it's amazing to me. Man, we pray prayers of commandment. We pray prayers of authority. When Jesus was praying, he'd say, put out your hand. Lazarus, come forth. What was that? It was a commandment of prayer. We think prayer is some little humble place somewhere. And we're in the corner, and Jesus, if you just could only bless me. And Jesus is up there saying, boy, I already blessed you. What is up with you? Are you crazy? I've already blessed you. And we're just there trying to get something from God all the time. God said, I've given you everything. When are you going to start using what I've given you? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up, you shall condemn. Hello? This is the inheritance. Look, I got any saints around here. This is the inheritance of the saints. Man, we take prayer as something that, and people use it for all types of reasons. You know, trying to move God and trying to get something from God. Instead of, it's the place of authority. And when you read Jesus was praying all the time. Amen. He prayed with authority. Hello? He had authority. Look at Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 through 13. Joshua 10, 12 through 13. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Ajalon. So the sun and the moon stopped till the people had revenged upon the enemies. Is this not written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did not hasten to go down for about what?
A whole day.
He needed some more light. Amen. And he took his authority and he spoke to the sun. And Jesus spoke to the wind and spoke to the waves. You have authority to speak out of your mouth. That's why God made you a speaking spirit here in this earth suit. He gave you a mouth and words to use more than just to curse with. Somebody say amen to that. So, but religion has taught us that everything happens to us is good and bad. All comes from God because God is sovereign. And we can't do anything about it. That's what religion, I know somebody right now is so caught up in the sovereignty of God. Well, everything that happens, good or bad, is all from God. And we can't do anything about it. Turn to somebody and say, that is a lie from heaven. I believe in the sovereignty of God. Or lie from hell. I believe in the sovereignty of God. Amen. I got tongue tangled. Amen. I believe in the sovereignty. How many believe in the sovereignty of God? I believe in the sovereignty of God. In that, in the Bible, sovereign, the word sovereign is used 303 times in the Old Testament and New Testament. And you know how it's translated? It's translated Lord. But religion has taken that to make it everything else. And that God is in charge of everything and that God puts sicknesses on people. And, you know, that's because they're going to get glory out of that sickness and God's going to get glory out of that sickness and nobody gets glory out of it. It's a lie. Not a single time is it used in the way religion has taught, which basically means that God controls everything on this earth. So religion teaches that all problems are blessings from God. Y'all hear that? You go to church this day, you will hear that time and time again. All problems are blessings from God. That's what they say. That's a faith killer. That'll kill your faith. there are things from God and there are things from the devil. Hello? That's why he said in John 10:10, the thief comes not but to what? Steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might what? Have life and have a what? Look at James 4:7. Oh, man. Therefore, submit to God. Do what? Submit to God. Do what? Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Wow. If a person believes that God is the one who placed sickness on their life, then why even go to a doctor? Why not? Just, if you believe it's God's will for you to be sick and God placed it on you, you're out of God's will if you go to the doctor. You just will go ahead and die. It's God's will. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Y'all got real quiet when I started talking about this because you got to understand what authority God has given you. You'd be going against God's will if you believe that God placed sickness on you and you go to the doctor. Look at Deuteronomy 28:4. Deuteronomy 28:4. I'm going to teach on this in the coming weeks. This is going to be really good. Deuteronomy 28:4. Blessed should be the fruit of your body, the produce of the ground, and the increase of your herds, and the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Blessed shall be, go ahead, next verse, you can put that up there. Blessed shall be your basket and your, and he goes on down through the blessings. He's talking about the blessing. It clearly tells us that healing is a blessing. Healing is a blessing from God. Sickness, look at Deuteronomy 28:22. Sickness is a curse. Hello? The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, with the scorching, with the mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. It's a curse. This was under the law. Hello? Now we're under grace. Amen. God is a good God. God is only capable of good. Amen. Look at James 1:17. God is a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. So who's in control on this earth? You are. God gave you the authority. James 1:17, what does it say? Every good and every perfect gift. What? It's from above and comes down. It's a gift. God's goodness is a gift. And you got to start understanding and expecting good, because we don't go around expecting bad any longer. We expect good. Why? Because we serve a good God. And every gift that he gives is a good gift. It is a perfect gift. So wherever I go, I'm expecting good to show up, favor to show up on me, because he is a good God and is only capable of giving and doing good. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. And that word cometh down is a continuation of God's goodness. It's not like, well, he's just good this time, just good that time, just maybe good a little. No, God is good all the time. And when you start understanding and the authority that he's given you, and you begin to expect goodness to show up on your life, hallelujah, because he reigns, amen. I reign. Woo! Turn to somebody and say, he's really preaching right now. Hallelujah. Look over at Romans 5:17. Two gifts we receive. Two of the greatest gifts we receive. We're going to close with this. Romans 5:17. Hallelujah. Amen. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one Adam, much abounding, much superabounding, much more superabounding, in the Greek, superabounding, much more those who receive abundance, not just a drop, not just a little dab of douya, abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. that we're walking now in the right standing with God. Therefore, we have the authority and the power of God. Sin no longer has dominion over us. Hallelujah. We've been set free, and now we are walking in the gift of righteousness. It's a gift. You don't have to work for it. Hallelujah. The gift of righteousness will what? Will just barely get through. Gloom, despair, excessive misery, deep dark depression set in on you, not me. If it weren't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all. Yeah, man, don't be like, you know what, that's become the Christian's theme song. Because we don't understand, people don't understand, it is taught all the time that God is in control of everything, and it does leave no responsibility to man. That we do have control because we are free moral agents. God gave us a choice. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, life happens, things happen, but they're all not from God. Amen. God brings us good things. Amen. If it's something coming from the devil, rebuke him, take your authority over it, and walk in the goodness of God. Amen. And the peace of God. Don't let him upset your apple cart. You upset his. Amen. He reminds you of your past. You remind him of his future. Amen. You are a winner in Jesus today. You are strong. You are favored of God. God's goodness is upon you. Get an image of who you are in Jesus Christ on the inside of you. Let that inside of you stand up and say, I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ. Amen. God loves me. Hallelujah. In fact, I am the disciple who Jesus loves. I am. Praise God. He like start getting that image on the inside of that picture of who you are in Christ. Amen. And don't take his stuff. Start ripping him off. He's ripped you off a piece, you take your piece back. He's ripped you off a joy, you take your joy back. Amen. Start settling your position, who you are in Christ, and speak the word. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Holly had to say something. Come on up here, Holly. Holly has to say some things this morning. You guys stand up today. Praise God. Amen. Holly, I love you, babe. You're an awesome chick. Amen. I want to tell you that right now. Praise God. She is. I am so thankful for my sidekick, my partner of 33 years. Good night. Man, I was 5 when I married you, girl. So I was going, amen. I want you to make some declarations this morning. We're going to declare some things today. Because you know what? The more you begin to say it, the more you begin to believe it. And as you say it, you believe it. Amen. And then you walk in it, and you see the manifestation of it. And God wants us to see some manifestations. Healing manifestations breaking loose in your life. Testimonies. Amen. Somebody came to me this week. We had Cecil here, and they said a lady came with them, and she was prayed for last week, and she was instantly healed. No pain at all. God is in the healing business. He's already provided the healing. Amen. Holly, share some word this morning. Praise
God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord of my spirit. Go ahead and say it.
Jesus is Lord of my spirit.
Of my soul and body.
Of my soul and body.
Of my relationships.
Of my relationships.
My finances.
My finances.
And the work of my hands.
And the work of my hands.
I confess.
I confess.
I walk in total triumph.
I walk in total triumph.
In every situation.
Every situation.
For Jesus has destroyed.
For Jesus has destroyed.
Failure in my life.
Failure. Oh, say that again.
I walk in total triumph.
I walk in total triumph.
In my life.
In my life.
I'm an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
And can do all things.
And can do all things.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Who strengthens me.
Strengthens me.
I have the victory.
I have the victory.
And the victory has me.
And the victory has me.
I reign.
I reign.
From a heavenly throne room position.
From a heavenly throne room position.
Hallelujah. I rule and reign with Jesus today.
I rule
today.
And reign with Jesus
Amen.
Today.
Greater is he that's within me.
Greater is he that's within
than he that's in the world.
He that's in the world.
Hallelujah. I walk in soundness of mind.
I walk in soundness of mind.
And divine direction.
And divine direction.
For Jesus has destroyed.
For Jesus has destroyed.
Confusion in my life.
Confusion in my life. Amen. Amen.
I will not listen.
I will not listen.
To any voice.
To any voice.
Of doubt.
Doubt.
Or discouragement.
Or discouragement.
Because I'm in Jesus.
Because I'm in Jesus.
And Jesus is in me.
And Jesus is in me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Stand. Praise God. Amen. Woo! That's a good word. See, that's a good word. When you go out through your week this week, go in victory, go in favor, go in authority, go believe in the best, expecting the best, expecting good coming back your way. Double portions. Amen. Good, just good coming your way. Why? Because he's so good today. Hey, find some people, hug them and say, my God is triumphed. How about yours? Amen.